starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
What are you doing snooping around my barn?
I'm not snooping, Mr. Miller. You are George Miller.
But what if I am?
I'm Witherspoon from Effie. I've come to inspect your farm. The barn's quite satisfactory, and now I'd like to see the house.
Oh, you would you? Well, now look here, Miss Effie,
Witherspoon, Effie's the organization that I'm field examiner for.
I don't give a hoot whose field you
call. What is it?
I caught this woman snooping around the barn.
No, Mr. Miller, not snooping, please. Inspecting.
Well, I say snooping.
Now, wait a minute. I'm Ellen Miller.
I'm Agnes Witherspoon, field examiner for the International Farm Youth Exchange.
Oh?
Yes, you see, there are some things we like to inspect in person. It's merely a follow-up for Mr. Miller's application. The final step, so to speak.
Look, if this is some newfangled idea for selling magazines...
Mr. Miller, I have your application for a foreign boy to stay on your farm.
I don't need no farm boy.
I said foreign, not farm.
Oh, that's even worse.
Do you deny that this is your signature?
I've been tricked. The thing I signed was a 4-H paper for neighbors' kids to go back and forth and visit on each other's farms.
Mr. Miller, you're very much mistaken. A boy's already on his way to you. A boy from Japan.
Japan?
Well, this all looks very official and final.
It is, and frankly, I don't know what to do. The boy's already left Japan. He'll be here in a few days. Our preliminary investigation indicated that you were responsible people.
I think you'll find we are. Come on.
A Japanese boy. Land of mercy.
There it is!
Hardly expected a welcoming committee, but I didn't think people would deliberately stay away.
Even Porky. His pop wouldn't let him come. Why, Mom?
I told you, folks around here ain't gonna cotton to no Japanese kid.
But why?
Oh, never mind. We'll cotton to him.
Hunger in Vidic?
No. I didn't know you could speak English. I was trying to say, welcome, please come with me. I got it out of a Japanese dictionary.
Also, forget this stupid one. Ears have dust a many miles.
Well, you're here, and I'm sure glad I don't have to speak Japanese. I'm Jeff. This is my mom, my gramps, my dog Lassie, and Clay Horton, the constable.
Hello.
Welcome, Haru. We're awfully glad to have you with us.
I pleased to make known acquaintance. I, Haru Yamaguchi.
Well, let's get going. I'll bet you want to see the farm.
Oh, yes. Is it not the custom in this country for women to carry such things?
It is definitely not the custom.
I have much to learn.
Come on.
Honorable one, this humble gift was selected for you by my father.
Mighty fancy looking bathrobe.
Excuse, please. In Japan, no robe worn and boss. In Japan, this robe is for occasions of happiness and goodwill. For you, Jesson, you right?
Oh, sure. It's keen.
And you may give this to the woman, if she is worthy.
Oh, she is. Mom, look what's for you.
Oh, isn't it beautiful? Oh, thank you, Haru. I'll try to be worthy.
The woman in your house is indeed commendable.
What's all the rest of this stuff?
Cherry blossom tea. Stewed fish eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Pickled chrysanthemum petals.
Oh.
Dried eel. Jetted monkey livers.
Monkey livers?
Rare delicacy. Also, bottled sparrow eggs, bamboo, and very fine fish heads for big Japanese fish later.
Would you like to see your room now, Haru?
Oh, yes, Jesson. This time, I carry. I catch on quick, you see? There were no town visitors to greet me at train. Would not happen so in Japan.
Well, you see, folks hereabouts are pretty busy during the day.
Then they will come tonight? It is tradition?
No, I don't think so, Haru.
Ah, this is good news. Now I am relieved.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, my father. Customs, traditions, nonsense. Such a speech he made me to learn. Now I can forget. All is well.
Come on then, Haru.
What's that?
I don't know.
It's a Japanese kid. Let's tackle him.
I got a better idea. We've been looking for something to practice on.
What'd you do to yourself?
No little self. Attacked by two others.
Who? Why?
Not sure. I think because skin yaro. I snot.
Here comes trouble. You get in the barn. Go on, get.
Jap kid busted my Howie's arm.
Where's he at?
Broke Howie's arm?
Yeah, and my Bert's got a deep gash in his head. You'll be out of the field for weeks. You're going to pay for it.
Why, you're talking crazy. Each of your kids are twice as big as Haru.
Yeah, but he fought dirty.
Yeah, that's sneaky judo-jitsu.
Well, now, listen, go on home and simmer down, then we'll deal with this, eh?
I aim to get that Jap.
Say, get off my land or I'll throw you off.
You and who else?
Me. Haru Yamaguchi. Feel no fear, Gramsong. I hear.
We got no cause to be afeared, Haru. Now get out of here, you pusillanimous polecats, or I'll not only use the whip, but the pitchfork, too.
Come on, Art. There's other ways. You ain't had the last of this, Miller.
I thought he crossed over to your house, Gramsong. Maybe better if I go back to Japan.
What kind of talk is that? Tain't no fault of yours.
I know, I ain't make trouble.
You ain't causing no trouble. Call themselves Americans. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna have a big party. Now, are you sure that you can cook that Japanese stuff you brought from Japan with you?
Oh, sure. Very good.
All right, then shake a leg. And maybe if we hustle, we can get it ready before Jeff and Ellen come, huh?
I shake 2 legs.
And we'll eat on the floor, by heck, and we'll wear them fancy bathrobes.
You very fine man, Gramsong.
Oh. Yeah, stop that palavering, you little limp.
Well, everything was delicious. Aren't you too proud of yourselves?
Very proud.
This is a swell party. Even Lassie thinks so.
Yes, she's bold as clean as a whistle. And so is mine.
Now I teach a Japanese game, okay?
It came through the window.
Get that nip kid out of town by midnight or suffer the consequences.
This is America. Do you hear? We can do as we please. What's more, next year we're going to have a Greek boy, a Dutch boy, and maybe a Zulu boy. And you ain't going to stop us.
I think it's about time you children went to bed.
What time is it?
It's almost midnight.
Oh, good heavens.
I don't think they're coming. It's just a big bluff.
It looks that way.
Can't we just finish the game, Mom?
Gramps isn't any competition for you. He's half asleep now. Come on, off with you.
You wish me still to sleep in Jeffson's room?
Well, you might as well. The cop's in there. Wouldn't that be fun?
You bet. Come on, Haru. Good night, Mom.
Good night, Haru.
Good night, Haru.
Good night. Good night. You know, I don't know why grown men want to go out to hurt a nice little kid like that.
Let's not talk about it.
Well, I guess I'll get along. Night, Mr. Miller.
Night, Clay.
Thank you so much for staying with us.
It's all right. Good night, Ellen.
Good night, Clay.
You know, I haven't been up so late in a long time.
Good night.
Good night.
Lassie. Come on, girl. Yeah, Lassie. Come on.
Any more,
Clay? Afraid not. The arm's getting blue now.
You picked a bad time to tackle Lassie, Art. Doc Stewart's operating in Creston and Frank Weaver's out of town.
Well, we have to do something to stop this bleeding.
Have you got any alum?
Dad?
Well, maybe some in the barn. I'll go and see. Hold this, Jeff.
Excuse, please.
Don't move, Art.
My arm, it's cold.
Mrs. Mira-san, please?
Yes, Haru.
Is something in Japanese kit A1st father give me when I eat Japan? Ancient remedy to stop river blood. Powdered snake venom. Very good.
I've heard about it. They used it in the army.
Well, what do you do with it?
Put powder with blood flow.
Can't find no alum.
Harold had some stuff. Powdered snake venom.
Loosen the tourniquet, Clay.
Seems to be working.
Take it easy, Ed. Don't move.
Stopped.
Let this be a lesson to you, Art. You'd have bled to death if it hadn't been for the little Japanese boy here.
Thanks.
Ain't many would have done what you did. After the way he treated you?
Sometimes strong enemy makes strong friend.
In the words of your father?
Yes.
You will write, won't you?
With each new moon, I will write. And you just send promise letters?
I sure will.
You better wait here while I get this stuff on the train.
Here, Haru. You present me with too many gifts, but my family has talent to appreciate.
You tell them that we appreciate you.
Arigato.
You're welcome.
Don't you forget to send me them flower seeds from Japan, young fella.
I not forget, Gramsang. I not forget anything. This little head put us inside in America. My father will be proud.
Peru, you better get on board.
I ain't much at making speeches, Harold, but I reckon you know how I feel.
That goes double for me.
Oh, here's a little something special for your paw.
I accept for him with gratitude.
Sorry, boy, it's time to go.
Sayonara, Haru.
Correction, Jessang. Bid me mata aimasho. It means we see each other again.
Mata aimasho.
1 minute, Mr. Kaisang.
Let's go.
So long, Haru.
So long.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Haru. Good luck.
Bye, Mr. Kaisang.